Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's IRTP call on Tuesday, the 30th of March, we have Michele Melon, Mikey O'Connor, James Bladle, Barry Cobb, Barbara Steele, Michael Collins, Kevin Erdman. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Glenda Saint-Géry, David Geezer, Olaf Nordling, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Paul Diaz and from Anil George. But also, please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you. Over to you, Michele.
All right, thank you. How are you all today? Good, I hope. Now, today's agenda, nothing terribly exciting. I'm going to do it slightly out of order because I think the third item on the agenda should be a fairly quick one. James, could you just deal with that item very quickly, please?
There we go. Very quickly. The document that outlines the transfer reversal procedure, of course, the name is still a work in progress as well as everything else in the document, so bear that in mind, but we're referring to it as transfer reversal for the time being, has been circulated to various registrars, and I believe Barbara has taken a look at it to kind of give an idea of what registries might see in it as well. It's also been reviewed by ICANN policy staff and legal counsel. And so essentially we're collecting all of this feedback now, and it's quite a healthy amount, and some of it, I think, boils down to a few common themes. So I think the proposal for the path going forward now is to reconvene the subgroup, hopefully later this week, assemble the feedback into their common elements, address those major or glaring errors or omissions in the original draft, and then have something to present back to the working group on our next call on April 6th.
Okay, thank you, James. Does anybody have any queries or comments on that?
I just wanted to say thank you to Marika and all the policy folks and ICANN staff that worked on this, as well as thank you to Barbara, who took some time to vet this document as well.
Okay. Right then. Item number two on the agenda was regarding the EPP lock status, if we had any other further thoughts on that. I think Marika sent around an email with an extract from the conversation we had last week. Have you all had a chance to have a look over that? Does anybody have any queries or any questions or anything related to it? So we all are experts on EPP now, are we?
Oh, we can pretend to be.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
We can do it on EPP.
Okay. Right then, moving on to the next item on the agenda. The constituency stakeholder group statements, which we were reviewing previously, where were we? I think we were fairly well along at this stage. Marika, where were we on this?
Yeah, this is Marika. We actually got to the end of the document on page 6, and I think the only two items remaining are the two general comments listed there.
Oh, yes, right. Okay, so two general comments and considerations. Both of these are from the registrar stakeholder group, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, sorry, it's these acronyms that change hurt my head. Importance of developing definitions of the different terms used in the charter questions to ensure the correct understanding of the different concepts. I think the main key thing here is that because some of the terms we're using can cause confusion, and it's the same a lot with the other working groups we seem to be involved with, but making sure that's clear. Does anybody have any other comments on that?
This is Mikey.
No?
We could work the word bafflegab into this somehow, I bet.
Baffle what?
Baffle gab. I'll send it to the list.
Oh, please do. That sounds like great fun. Another comment was, domain name transfer issues must always be considered along with relevant security issues. Marika, what was the context of that exactly?
This is Marika. Probably James is in a better position to comment on that, but I think it was more a general comment they made that in relation to any changes that are proposed or suggested should always take into account relevant security issues with them. I think that was the context of that.
Oh, okay.
Clarify.
This is James speaking. Marika has it fairly accurate. Is that I think that in any discussion of transfers, we have to recognize that there's a balance to be struck between convenience and lack of confusion versus security of and integrity of the process that prevents against loss or hijacking of domains in the process. So, and just anything that we do to improve one may have a material impact on the other.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any other comments on this? Mikey, I'd appreciate if you sent that to us on the list. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I love as well Procrustean. Is that some kind of weird American form of procrastination or something? Or
I'll have to get the dictionary out on that one. I think, given that it's capitalized, I think it's a reference to a group in either Greek or Roman parliamentary procedures, but I'm not absolutely sure. But I'll send it to the list for your further elucidation.
Procrustes. Okay, I'm just Googling. I have no idea. Something to do with Greek mythology.
Yeah, it has. It's actually something called a Procrustes bed, which is very uncomfortable to sleep on. I tend to recall, Olaf here.
Oh, thank you, Olaf. Okay. Nothing like going off on sidelines. Thank you, Mikey. Anyway, if you could get us more information on that, that's great fun. Okay, then. Now, item number 5, I think, is something that we do need to spend a little bit of time looking at. The initial report timetable. In order to be considered discussed at the ICANN meeting in Brussels, which is in June, the initial report would need to be published on Friday the 4th of June at the latest. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Comments? Feedback? Oh, great. Hands going up. We'll take Marika.
This is Marika. Because just to note and probably to remind everyone that there is a draft already produced of the initial report, which already, I think, contains a lot of the content on public comments, discussions we had on some of the issues. I definitely need to update it following discussions we had lately on the constituency statements and some of the other issues. But I think that the main gaps there are related to the recommendations on the different charter questions. I know one, of course, is already in the works on the transfer reverse process. I hope I got that one right. But I think the group might need to discuss what recommendations, if any, they would like to put forward for the other sections. And that's where I see from a staff perspective, that more work is required.
In relation to the dealing with the various charter questions, I mean, what is the best way to do that? To just take a kind of a simple vote on the questions? Like, do we need to act, yes or no? And then if we say yes, then we look at what we're meant to do? Or how would you normally deal with this, Marika?
Well, I think it might be helpful for the group to look back at the notes that are contained in the report on each of the questions, where I think in some of them we actually spoke about, possible avenues to be explored or possible recommendations. So, and I think from there, then the group needs to think about possible recommendations. And if there are indeed different views, you might use a survey tool to see, where support lies or, where there's disagreement. So, but I think the first thing would be just to go back to each of the charter questions and, refresh our mind on what we discussed and see if we can come up with a recommendation for each of those.
Okay, thank you. James?
Hi, this is James speaking. Thanks, Michele and Marika. With a comment to the timetable, I believe that we should treat June 4th as an absolute formal deadline, but we should probably make it a goal to have something published and open for comment sometime in the mid to late May timeframe. The reason I'm saying that is that I haven't been doing this very long, but I noticed that the number of groups trying to get reports published in advance of an ICANN general meeting can mean that any one document or working group output can be lost in the crush. So I think that it's reasonable to expect that we could get this done in 4 to 6 weeks, and would hope that we would shoot for as early as possible, as opposed to holding out the June 4th deadline.
Okay, thank you, James. Mikey?
Thanks, Michele. This is Mikey. The only I think James is on to something, but I'd also like to add that, as Marika described it, I'd like to see us fold the conversation we just got through into that discussion, in addition to just going back to the initial report, because I think we've come up with some more ideas that should be consolidated with those. Presumably that shouldn't be hard, but let's not forget those.
Okay, then just, go ahead, Marika, I'm going to put you in this firing line. How long, realistically, do you think it would take you to, or you or one of your colleagues, to fold in those extra bits and bobs into the draft report that you have at present?
This is Marika. As I'll be on vacation next week, it might take at least 2 weeks, and not probably the meeting on, let me see, what's the next meeting, is on the 6th. Maybe before the meeting on the 13th. But, of course, in the meantime, there's nothing stopping anyone from looking at the document and providing suggestions where they feel that information is missing, or providing suggestions. And just if I can take advantage and comment as well on what James was saying, what the group could consider as well is indeed having the report out by a meeting in Brussels. Use the meeting in Brussels actually to present the report to the community and highlight, you know, the recommendations or areas where the group feels that they would like further input from the community, and then actually start the public comment period after the Brussels meeting, so that basically, you know, people can use the Brussels meeting to think about it and ask questions that they might have, and then formulate their thoughts, you know, following the meeting and start the process then. Because the only concern there is that public comment period for an initial report is prescribed by the bylaws, and I think it's 20 days, which we normally try to stick to. So, but you know, it doesn't say that it has to start on the day we publish the report, so maybe we can be more flexible with that and just start it a bit later and use the Brussels meeting as an information session, basically.
So what you're saying is publish the report before Brussels, but open the comment period after. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that will be my suggestion, because in that way the community can review the report and we can discuss it there and we can present it there, but we just wait for opening the comment period until after Brussels meeting, because otherwise otherwise the comment period would close, I think, just somewhere at the beginning of the ICANN meeting in Brussels, as we need to have the report out 15 days beforehand. So if we would coincide the opening of the public comment period with the publication, it just means that the overall period is very short.
Okay, that makes sense. Does anybody have any issues with that idea that we publish the report within the time frame so that it is available, that is published for Brussels, but that the comment period does not open until after Brussels? Does anybody think this is a good idea or a bad idea? You can just...
Chris speaking. I think it's a good idea, actually. Sounds logical.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Barbara is nodding in to say that she approves. Does anybody think it is a very, very bad idea? And Matt Serlin will pick on him shortly because he's late arriving to the meeting.
Thanks, Michele.
You're welcome. Okay, then. So, working on that basis, then, we will have the document published before the June 4th deadline, and we will open the comment period sometime after Brussels, so the first week of July or something. Would that be about right, Marika?
This is Marika. Yes, I think the Brussels meeting finishes on the 25th, if I'm not mistaken. So we can maybe open it on that Monday or maybe a week later if we indeed suspect that people will be taking time off after the meeting, so maybe on the 5th of July.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I mean, the one thing, just my own personal view, is that shoving things in too close to a public meeting, they tend to get lost in the noise. Okay, then. So what I would suggest then is, Marika, if just because we're all forgetful and we all suffer from problems with our email, or at least I do, could you resend to the list the link to the draft document, please?
Yes, it's also posted on the wiki, and I'll also send it in an email and attach it to that. And it's also up now in the Adobe Connect.
Perfect. Now, just to recirculate to the list, basically, because I think I've got so many emails from you and from other members of ICANN staff that I couldn't find it if I went looking, and I'm sure other people are similar. So what I would suggest is that for our homework between now and the next meeting next week, that everybody try to have a look over the document and just see if there's any glaring issues that's with the document, so we can discuss it a bit next week. And then the following meeting, hopefully by the following meeting, Marika might have had a chance to put some things in it, but there's no definite guarantee that she will. Okay, then.
This is Marika. Just make another comment, because it won't be by the next meeting, because I'll be on vacation next week, so we'll be in two meetings. And
yes.
Just add as well, if anyone feels encouraged to, you know, provide some draft language for recommendations, I would really like to encourage everyone to, you know, put their thoughts on the mailing list, so maybe we can already try to get some work done in between and you know, throw some ideas around, which I think would be helpful.
Perfect. That's what I would mention, Marika, was saying that we would discuss the draft document that we currently have next week when you're not here. Without you, if you follow me. Okay. right. So anybody else have any other comments or thoughts at this juncture? No. Okay. Okay, Marika's put up the draft initial report there, which, okay, we might as well start looking at it now rather than all sit here twiddling our thumbs. Do we really need to go through the objectives and next steps and the background part of it? I mean, do we need to go through that, or is everybody happy that it's kind of standard boilerplate?
This is Marika. It probably makes sense to start at chapter 5, and I think people might have some edits on the other chapters, but it's, I guess, more, you know, words that look better differently or sentences. But I think the meat of the report starts on section chapter 5.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that people didn't have any problems. But anyway, okay, so if you're looking at Chapter 5, which means if you're on the, if you're moving the report around on the Adobe Connect, it's page 21. Everybody has individual control of this, correct, Marika?
That's correct.
Okay. So deliberation of the working groups, chapter provides an overview, yada, yada, yada. So the working group deliberations, issue A, whether a process for urgent resolution / resolution of a domain name should be developed, as discussed within the ESSAC hijacking report, and there's links to the two of them. The working group reviewed the ESSAC hijacking report, as well as the other recent report on measures to protect domain registration services against exploitation or misuse, and discussed these with Dave Piscatello, yada, 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 unauthorized transfers, this all to do with the unauthorized takeover domains. The question was raised whether there are ways to identify a hijacked domain name registration transfer from a normal transfer. Piscatel notes he's not aware of any study in anomaly detection, and so on and so forth, and it goes into all the various different things. Does anybody have anything there that they'd like to add on in relation to issue A? Mikey.
This is Mikey. This isn't so much something specific to that issue, but I'm feeling like it might be useful to take a little time and read this report again and contemplate. Marika, is the I presume that the response to public comment document is also out on the wiki. I'm feeling the need to just sit in my study and read these two documents again before I am really going to be producing much useful feedback. And
Mike, can you just clarify what you mean with the public comment document? Do you mean the summary or the grid table?
The grid. The one that we just had up in Adobe Connect, because it seems like our thinking has moved some since the initial draft report was done, and I think what I'd want to do is print Chapter 5 of this report and also print the grid and then sit and sort of read them and think about them before offering much commentary. It's just a personal thing. If you want to keep going, Michele, it's fine. But
that's fair enough.
I'm not feeling like I'm going to be contributing a whole lot of really thoughtful stuff today.
Okay.
Comments are on the wiki, but what I'll do for the next session, I'll just put all those different ones together. So it's the initial report, it's the grid on the constituency statements, and as well the grid on the public comments. So they'll all be together, and I'll send an email to the list when the documents are there.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, because then, as I say, it'd be a lot easier to sort of put them side by side. Thanks.
Just one question, Marika, in relation to this document here. Does this include any of the data we got from Dave Giza with regards to the transfer complaints and all that?
I'm actually looking quickly through it now because I don't know if I did this report. Let me just check. Yeah, on section 5.2, you'll see input provided by ICANN compliance.
Okay, but I mean, is the actual data in here is what I'm asking, I suppose.
The data is in the annex. You mean the Excel spreadsheet?
Well, anything data-wise, I suppose.
I think everything that compliance provided is there, but I would encourage as well David Giza to have a look and see if there's anything he thinks is missing or that would be relevant to include.
Yeah, thanks, Marika. This is Dave, and you're right. You've got the percentages here, you know, by category across the 11 categories, and then in the annex, I do believe you attach the. Or at least the intent was to attach the Excel spreadsheet. So it's a starting point.
Okay, thank you. I just think it's from my perspective personally, I think it makes more sense if, I see it is there. Yeah, there is some kind of included link to the ticket analysis thing. Okay, fine.
Yeah, it's the actual Excel document in there because it wasn't very easy to put that in as a in the Word document, so I thought it would be easier to integrate the Excel document for people to see, but you know, another way would be to post it on the wiki somewhere and provide a link or take out, you know, the graphics that people think are, you know, most relevant for the discussion and include those. So, you know, they're, you know, whatever people want to suggest.
Would anybody have any suggestions? Mike, is your hand up from a new hand up or is that an old hand up?
It's an old one, sorry.
Okay. Well, but as you got your hand up, you can make a suggestion now. No, actually, yeah, go on. What would any of you like to see this on the wiki, or where would you suggest putting it? The spreadsheet. Does anybody have any suggestions of where to put the spreadsheet from ICANN Compliance? Okay. Marika, I would put it in the wiki, possibly, and then just provide a link to it, maybe.
Okay, so instead of having the annex, just provide a link to the wiki in under section 5.2.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Something like just. I don't see how. I mean, I'm looking at this here, and I'm not too sure how well linking to an Excel spreadsheet within an Adobe document's going to work. Anyway, never mind. David, are you still collecting some of this data with regard to transfer complaints?
We are. We could update that Excel spreadsheet with data through the end of February.
Well, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. I mean, in terms of the volumes of complaints regarding transfers, I hate putting you on the spot, but don't really hate it. Are you seeing any changes in the patterns, or is it kind of much of a muchness month by month? I mean, you know, does it get worse at particular times of year, or is it just always the same level?
Now the trending is really staying the same. And so there's for January and February, there really has been no appreciable difference in the statistics that you see here in section 5.2.
Okay. Perfect. The other thing, what was I thinking of? I don't know. Does anybody else have any other comments on anything else related to this draft report that we're kind of poking at the moment? Sideways. But you're all very quiet today. It's very depressing.
I've got a comment.
Good.
Leading into the educational side of things and on this whole domain transfer process that so many of us that aren't so deep in the business struggle with, I think it would be good in an appendix if we can find somewhere, if we don't have to author it ourselves, and dummy's guide to the present registration transfer process.
Okay. So, Chris, are you talking about just for transfers, or for transfers and registrations, or what exactly?
I was thinking of transfers, not necessarily hijacking, just the basic transfer process that is at the moment, but written for the layman, really, or written for the registrant.
Okay.
There must be around somewhere this document anyway, or if not, we can try and find one and just adapt it, perhaps. Because I think that's a good starting point for anybody to understand the rest of the report, and perhaps also that appendix document will get published on the ICANN website.
Does anybody know if such an animal exists? I don't think there's one on the ICANN website. Would people have an issue with us drafting such a document? Does anybody have any thoughts either for or against such an idea? Matt's first. Go ahead, Matt.
I think it's a good idea. We would obviously just have to put some caveats around it about, you know, every registrar has different processes and things like that, and also, you know, clarify what TLDs it covered, because every TLD has somewhat of a different process. But otherwise, I think it's a good idea. I think I have seen something like that out there. I just, for the life of me, can't remember where. Maybe at a specific registrar's site, actually, I want to say. But off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay. Mikey?
And this is Mikey. Yeah, I think the I've found those documents, sure, at places like GoDaddy and NetSolutions sites, and there might be one on ICANN site as well, although the ICANN site's a little...
You don't need to be diplomatic. You can say it's an absolute nightmare to navigate. Go on. I just did for you.
Puzzling was the word I was using, but nightmare works. But I agree with the theme that it would be great to get one, and I think Matt's also got a really good point, which is that the processes do differ, and it would be very helpful for people to sort of know which parts differ and which parts don't, to help with that dummy's guide.
Okay. James.
Hi, real quickly, I think that there
would be significant value in having a document like that and putting that out there for community benefit. I would just point out that I would hope it wouldn't be too much of a distraction for the work of this group. We have some specific questions and problems we're working to solve, and maybe it could be a something that this group would recommend be constituted in a separate effort. So I just wouldn't want it to cause us to miss any dates or anything like that. So.
Okay. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think it probably comes back somewhere in the document, or at least we discussed it as well, on maybe having some more education around how the transfer process works. I think as well in relation to the data provided by ICANN compliance, because a number of those are linked to the fact that a registrant doesn't understand the process. So indeed, maybe agree there with James, maybe instead of trying to do that ourselves and maybe spend a lot of energy on that, maybe it could be a recommendation that to the council to look into that, either through staff initiated process or a working group or some kind of other initiative in trying to put something like that together. And I think it might be helpful as well to work together, for example, with the compliance team, as they will probably see as well which are the areas that registrants tend not to understand and are reasons for filing complaints, for example.
Yeah, okay. Can we word it very strongly? I mean, in terms of that as a group we feel that, XYZ has to be addressed, rather than it being put in wording that it kind of gets shoved on this great big pile of things we'd like to do when we get time within the great big world of ICANN. I mean, can we word it very strongly, or how does that work?
Just to comment there, I think the more specific you can be in your recommendations, the more specific the council can be when they adopt them. I mean, if you specifically say, we recommend that the GeneSome Council instruct staff to write, X, Y, and Z to address these issues, it's very clear, or to, constitute a drafting team to develop, consumer guide to the transfer policy. I think the more specific you are in your recommendation, the more specific the council can be, and if there's a very specific recommendation, it doesn't get that easily, caught in the big pile of things, in my experience.
Okay. I think I'd be very much in favor of something worded as, action item, ICANN staff and the community to urgently draft, kind of neutral idiot's guide to domain transfers, or words to that effect. Any other comments or thoughts? I see James has posted a link on the Adobe chat to the GoDaddy document on domain transfers, and I've posted the one to our one, which is way shorter than his. So now I have to go off and make ours longer so that it's comparative. So I'd hate to him to have a bigger one. any other comments or thoughts? No, you're all terribly quiet today. Okay then. Right then. So your homework for next week is to go off and have a look over the draft document so that next week we can try to actually address it a bit more proactively. And then when Marika comes back from her break, she might have been able to put some of that together, and if not, it'll get done at some point in the not-too-distant future. I would suggest that we call this meeting to a close early today, because we really can't do anything on the draft report until everybody has had a chance to read over it. Does anybody have an issue with me calling this meeting to a close very early? Marika, am I allowed to call meetings to a close early?
I think you are.
Okay, thank you. Just checking in case I broke some bylaw that I wasn't aware of. Okay. with that in mind, I will call this meeting to a close unless somebody has any other business that they wish to discuss or raise. Those on the sub-team dealing with the transfer thingy, maybe we can send around a doodle between us to see when would be a suitable time to have a chat about it.
Yeah, McKinley, this is James. I'll get that going this afternoon.
Perfect. Do we know if Paul Diaz is off gallivanting for an hour or two, or is he gone for several days? We don't know offhand.
I got an auto respond from him on something earlier, so I think he may be out this week.
Okay. We'll deal with that issue when we hit it.
Right.
Okay. Perfect. Right, perfect. Matt, are you in your office, by the way, before we finish this call? Are you in your office this afternoon?
Yes, sir, I am indeed.
Okay, I might give you a ping for about something completely unrelated. Okay, thanks, everybody, and sorry for cutting it short. I know you love these calls so much and want to stay here till 4 o'clock, but I think I'm just going to cut it short now. Have a nice afternoon or morning or whatever. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
Yay.
Yay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.